From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. Missouri lawmakers want to give people that use medical marijuana a chance to remove certain offenses from their records. Jason Rosenbaum reports from Jefferson City that the move is a reaction of sorts to a voter-approved initiative.
The state's voters legalized medical marijuana last year. And with that development, State Representative Ron Hicks wants to give people authorized to use the drug a chance to wipe out some marijuana-based offenses from their records. Hicks's legislation gained initial approval on Wednesday from his House colleagues. The St. Charles County Republican believes his legislation is a matter of fairness.
I mean, you've paid back to society. You've done your time for your crime. You've done your community service, paid your fines, your prison time, or whatever it is. When's enough enough?
Hicks's bill still needs another House vote before it goes to the Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe has taken lead as head of Missouri's newly debuted School Safety Task Force. The task force, comprised of five departments, intends to offer diverse perspectives when developing a school safety plan that gives optional recommendations to Missouri schools. Kehoe emphasized the impact that can be made by including a variety of groups, such as the Department of Mental Health.
Helping educators and school board members, districts, et cetera, learn how to recognize when somebody's, having some troubles and trying to get in front of that.
State leaders aim to have their recommendations out by the end of July. Meteorologists say melting snow could bring severe flooding to the greater St. Louis region this spring. As Shayla Farazan reports from St. Louis, federal officials are urging property owners and renters to get flood insurance.
Most standard homeowners and renters insurance policies don't cover flooding. To fill this gap, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, offers coverage through the National Flood Insurance Program. David Marstead is the program's chief executive. He says when it comes to protecting against flood damage, people have to be proactive.
The flood insurance policy has a 30-day waiting period, and so people can't wait until the water's coming down the river and then go buy an insurance policy.
The National Flood Insurance Program works with dozens of private insurance companies. Individual insurance rates are set by the government and vary depending on building age, location, and type of construction. I'm Shayla Farzan.
Missouri lawmakers want to waive penalties for taxpayers who pay their bill late because of confusion over withholdings, but the legislature likely won't be able to pass a bill before the tax season ends. At the House Special Committee on Government Oversight meeting yesterday, representatives heard a bill that would waive the late fee for taxpayers who establish a payment plan with the Department of Revenue. It would only apply to this tax season. Representative Dean Dorman sponsored the bill and says it's a work in progress.
I think the consensus here is no taxpayer should pay for these things that are definitely out of the norm and something that we've not dealt with.
Dorman says he plans to amend the bill to apply only to individuals and not corporations. Because of concerns that they won't pass it in time, lawmakers also discussed creating a refund system. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.